Srila Prabhupada's saying was, without increasing the number of disciples, how can the preaching go on? How can the preaching expand? We were all born into darkness, in ignorance, and we were suffering, swimming about in the lobes of material nature, and we had no idea what to do. Our leaders gave us a 5-point plan, a 20-point plan. It was the League of Nations and the United Nations, and there was communism, and there was democracy, so many plans, but things were not getting better. I even recall very vividly visiting very big industrialist in Bombay, multimillionaire. And the first thing he said to me, I went to him many times, but on one particular occasion, he said, "Swamiji," he said, "there are so many kathas going on in Bombay, but the condition of the people is getting worse and worse." So we are very grateful to Lord Chaitanya for having appeared in this age to pick up the most fallen, the Tito Pavana. And we're very grateful that all the members of our Gaudiya Sampradaya have taken great trouble to pass on the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself. Krishna is giving all of us a chance to redeem ourselves, to correct our mistakes, to get free from the cycle of birth and death. And that's a very, very big opportunity. Yeah. Ramanda Pranite Kona Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. After wandering in the material world for so many lifetimes, and doing the same things over and over and over again, and putting on garlands late. Actually, it's one of the first things that you do in a fire station. I don't know if you've ever been to a fire station. One of the first things is to garland the priest. Anyway, shows you that we are ignorant of culture, and we're simply praying for the mercy of our predecessor, Acharyas, that despite our fallen condition, our lack of culture, our lack of brain, still, we're praying for their mercy. Otherwise, we'll remain in this material world ad infinitum, forever and ever. There's no end. It is like a wheel, a circle. You cannot find an end to a circle. The wheel of birth and death goes on, and upari ada, we go up and we go down. Sometimes as an indragopa jnan, we were just indragopa, at the vendrama hospital, we were breathing. Sometimes we're an indragopa jnan, and sometimes we get an opportunity to be a demigod, and most of the time we're somewhere in between. into Napranascharavitacharavana. Sex is still the same business it was a million years ago. Nothing new. Eating is still the same gratification. Sleeping, defending. So, these are subjects that nobody talks about. I remember as a young man talking to my friends about death, what happens after. The usual answer, that's a bummer, man. They even had the nickname Bummer. Because I was always asking questions that nobody wanted to answer or deal with. So now we found a group of people who are serious about solving our real problems in life. Yasmin vigyatam sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. By worshipping Krishna, by serving Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, we learn everything about everything. Because Krishna is the original source of everything. So, devotional service, spiritual life, bhakti yoga, it is the only process in Kali Yuga. But at the same time, it has to be executed properly, under proper guidance. Otherwise, it simply creates a disturbance in society. Anyone who makes a show, just like we have our friend in Croatia, forget his name, who goes around talking to Krishna, and I think he has his own disciples now. They're just inventing and copying whatever comes into his fertile imagination. No basis, no authority to what he says. So he's a disturbance to the devotees, to the society in general, just a disturbance. But bhakti is a science. There's a science to love. Science to divine love, spiritual love, Krishna love. And we're being offered a chance, a scholarship, we're being offered a chance to be trained in how to love Krishna. But we need all the help we can get. It is the easiest, but it's not easy. Therefore, although we are individuals, although we have individual relationships with Krishna, and that is the claim of the Protestant Church, that nobody should come in between me and my relationship with Jesus. Originally, the Protestants, Martin Luther et al., they weren't so insistent on separating from the Catholic Church. They just wanted a few things clarified, like scandals and properties and a few other things. But finally, when it came down to a very tense struggle, they just separated, and then they came up with this idea that we go directly to God. But even then, practically speaking, we see that there are experienced preachers and there are novices, and the novice it's natural for him to get guidance from an experienced preacher. So it is very, very important for us to maintain the tradition, because that tradition is coming from Krishna himself. If you want to know me, then you first of all placate, first of all serve my devotee, and then I will be pleased with you. I'm telling you how I will be pleased with you. First of all, serve my devotee, follow my devotee. I will guide you from within your heart, but I will also guide you from outside through my devotee. So this is Guru Parampara, very simple explanation. Receiving Krishna's blessings through the process of guru, disciple, discipler, succession. And everyone, without exception, must take initiation that's prescribed as avidyakshat. It cannot be circumvented. You can't get around it. And it's very auspicious also when the spiritual master is potent, when the spiritual master is sincere, when the spiritual master is bona fide, and when the disciple is bona fide. Then there's a very nice, this susukam kartam abhyayam, the process of bhakti is joyfully performed. It's joyfully performed in different relationships between the devotees, and one of those is to accept someone as your surrogate, Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada certainly exemplified a bona fide spiritual master. In every way, he fulfilled all the guidelines given in scripture, as well as, due to necessity, he started a branch of the Chaitanya tree. He was ready to remain within his spiritual master's mission, and for all intents and purposes, he is the outgrowth of his spiritual master's mission. But because, for various reasons, the preaching became defunct, stagnant, asar, therefore Srila Prabhupada had to go out on his own. So he is also the founder, acharya, of what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta wanted, what Srila Bhakti Prabhupada wanted, the universal preaching mission. So Srila Prabhupada, in his Vyasa Puja address to his spiritual master in 1936, makes some very wonderful statements. Of course, the presentation is wonderful, but he said that we are gathered here today not to worship my guru or your guru, but Srila Acharya Dev is the guru of all of us. It is not a sectarian affair. So, within Srila Prabhupada's mission, there are different individuals who have been requested by Prabhupada Nuvas, by new devotees, to give them guidance in the form of a spiritual master. Sometimes I ran across, I did not cross him, but I came across a devotee who is in the process of becoming a spiritual master. And he had all his aces lined up in the deck of cards, the aces, trump card, and poker. So he had all his aces in a row, and when he never missed a beat in his devotional life, Indian engineer, so many qualifications, wife, family, all very nice. But I noticed he was requesting. In other words, there were no formal applications from any prospective disciples. It was the disciple who chooses the spiritual master. The spiritual master does not and should not choose the disciple. He's not ambitious to take disciples. Once I met a spiritual master, and we were discussing, and somehow it came up, he said that disciples are only good for giving facility for preaching. Well, of course, that may be one of the roles that a disciple may play to assist his spiritual master in his preaching mission within the greater mission of ISKCON. But there's far, far more than just that. It's a contract. It's two people who are cooperating together to engage in devotional service. And it's a very, very important part of spiritual life. In fact, without a bona fide spiritual master, as we said in the beginning, it is not possible for someone to make spiritual advancement, and it's not possible for the mission to grow. So it must be a relationship of integrity. It must be a relationship of purity. No material motivation. When those conditions are met, when the disciple is bona fide, the spiritual master is bona fide, then we will see wonderful results. Although we are in many ways ineligible to go back to the spiritual world because of our sinful activities, both in this life and in past lives, but by the mercy of Krishna, by following Tathat Diksha Vidanyana, just like bell metal by the alchemic process, talk to a scientist about the alchemic process of urinating on bell metal and just see his reaction. But it's not so far-fetched, because alchemy was quite popular in the Middle Ages in Europe, and they did achieve some very interesting results. I don't know of any gold-making, but here is a process by which someone who is a maleksha has become a pure Vaishnava, and even a pure Brahmana Vaishnava. So in order to complete the whole process, in order to bring the highest degree of integrity and purity to the process, we have to follow these rules and regulations. And I think, especially while chanting Everybody will give me a sheet. Usually I plasticize it, but laminated. It's good for you to keep it and look at it regularly. In many temples at different times in their evolution, they chant these 10 offenses before beginning the chanting of their rounds. I think they do it here in Slovenia. But it is important not to just mechanically do it. While chanting the holy name of the Lord, one should be careful to avoid the 10 offenses. From Sanat Kumar, it is understood that even if a person is a severe offender in many ways, he is free from offensive life if he takes shelter of the Lord's holy name. Indeed, even if a human being is no better than a two-legged animal, if he will be liberated, or he will be liberated if he takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord. One should therefore be very careful not to commit offenses at the lotus feet of the Lord's holy name. The offenses are described as follows. One, to blaspheme a devotee, especially a devotee engaged in broadcasting the glories of the holy name. So it is my humble request, if you have not already seriously embraced this ethic, that you should do so. The temple president, let him do all the management and fault finding, or there's a committee or whatever. But individually, as far as possible, overlook any so-called faults that Vaishnavas may have. We get guidance from the Ikshasti Chet Pranatibis Chet Padjantalisham Pupadeshamanta, how to relate to different Vaishnavas, to offer respect within the mind, to serve, to worship, to surrender. But as a general rule, keep your heart free, keep your mind free, be peaceful in your life. Don't take it upon yourself to be every devotee's keeper, every devotee's conscience. You be your own conscience first. If you're really serious about finding fault, Krishna will make you a temple manager. You know that I tell this story from Ramayana. You know this story about the dog who was kicked by the Brahmana, and they didn't know what punishment, Lord Ramchandra didn't know what punishment to give the Brahmana, because he had kicked an innocent dog, had a tough day at the office, and was frustrated. And so the dog suggested you make him the head pujari in the biggest temple in your land. And everybody was shocked. What kind of punishment is that? And the dog said, in my last life, I was a head pujari. I used to bend people and watch it. Please don't do it. It's, we want a community of devotees who just see the good, fan the spark of good. You'll get just as much or even better results at reforming people by finding out their good qualities than informing them of their bad qualities. It's a proven fact. The Ganges is sometimes muddy. The moon has pock marks. You get, you know, everything has some defect, but just concentrate on the beauty. Number two is to consider the name of Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, or any other demigod to be as powerful as the holy name of Supreme Personality of God. Well, any other mantra as far as that goes. Basically, we want to chant the Maha Mantra. Prabhupada stressed this over and over again. And yet, over and over again, devotees speculate and chant, well, I don't know, anytime Gaura Radhe Shyam, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. I don't think we chant that. There are other mantras that so-called, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, they were in the mire of Maya, the Maya mire. And now they're inventing new mantras to improve on the Maha mantra, as Jayapataka Maharaj says. Well, I said, keep it simple, stupid. He went one better. He's a gentleman. He said, keep it simple, sadhu. He said, just keep it simple. Maha mantra, that's all. Okay, we chant Panchatattva mantra 3 times. We chant Hari Bol 3 times, but not more. Perhaps not. Prabhupada even told us in Bombay, and Kripamaya has a similar story, but I remember I was there in Bombay. We have Sitaram deities. And Prabhupada told us not to chant Prabhupati Raghava, Radharam. Said only on Ramanavami can you chant that. Otherwise, Hare Krishna includes everything. All the Ramas, Balarama, Parasharama, Sitarama, they're all within Hare Rama. See, I mean three, to disobey the instructions, Guru Bhagya, disobeying the instructions of a spiritual master. Or you take them lightly. You get out of spiritual life whatever you put into it. If you want to see the deities as stone, for you, they're just stone, or wood, or whatever. Arche Vishnu Shiva Deer, you see the Shiva stone. Then that's Jati Bhuti, hellish intelligence, and you won't make advancement. There, it is Krishna, but Krishna won't force you to come to that realization. You have to surrender, just like Prabhupada told Garga Muni. Garga Muni said, this is the original Garga Muni. He said, what if you don't feel like bowing down? Prabhupada told all the original women, you have to bow down the spiritual master in Garga Muni. He said, what if I don't feel like bowing down, Prabhupada? Prabhupada said, you just bow down, then you'll feel like bowing down. Just serve the spiritual master, follow his instructions, and Krishna will guide you in the rest. Fourth is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures and literatures compiled in pursuance of the Vedic literatures. These are technology books, spiritual technology, and nobody has any other better presentation. They're the most thorough, and they're the most logical. You shouldn't, again, it's the same thing. Blaspheme the spiritual master, blaspheme the deity. We have to give up this fault-finding propensity. Just make up your mind before you come here. And, in other words, there's still time for you to back up. I forgot that. I always do that option before we start the yoga. There's still time to back up. But once you've decided that I want to be a devotee, I want to serve Krishna, I understand the process. They have a very nice system here in Ljubljana. It's a 1-year course, the 4th initiation. Yeah, it's quite thorough. You have to pass a series of exams. And I don't think there's anything like it in the world. First initiation. It's intense. I'm trying to push as many people as I can through for second initiation, because I don't know what they're going to come up with. It's going to be a period of only open 10 temples. Second initiation. No, it's good though. It's very good. It's very, very good. We should all know. And be committed. Then, if you're committed, there'll be no question of blasphemy. Six offenses to comment that the glories of the holy name of the Lord are exaggerated. It is said that one can eradicate or cleanse more sin than is possible to commit. So someone may think that's an exaggeration. But in one sense, if you are able to completely purify your life by chanting, then you're certainly purifying more sin than you can possibly commit, because in your lifetime you possibly committed so many sins and you purified them all. So it's true. The holy name is very powerful. Every religion talks about the importance of the holy name, whether it be Allah, Jehovah, Jesus, Krishna, Yahweh, whatever. The holy name. To interpret the holy name in a deviant way, to think that I'm Krishna, and if I just go on chanting Krishna, Krishna, then I'll realize I'm Krishna. That's what I did when I first moved in. Yeah, I just chant Krishna, 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 and I'll realize I'm Krishna. No, that's deviant. To commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name. Well, number one and number seven. Very serious offenses, and we're susceptible to them. We have to be careful that after some time we don't take our chanting casually. Just like two people are married, and after 8 or 10 or 15 years of marriage, everything becomes kind of casual, and people, husband and wife, kind of take each other for granted. They, well, I have to remember her birthday for, you know, 15 birthdays, I remember. It costs too much anyway. But now people are finding that if they don't try to create an ever-fresh environment in the household and stop taking things casually, that their relationship will dry up and it'll break. So people do all kinds of things now, like second and third honeymoons and so many things. I don't know. What do you do?
I do a 25th wedding anniversaries.
Brothers?
They do the whole wedding again.
Okay, there you go. They get to choose another wife. Yeah, he does the youngest for all these people who are trying to keep it exciting. So we have to also keep our chanting exciting. It will be a while before we get every last little bit of dirt out of our hearts. And make it exciting. Organize festivals or Nama Yagyas, or they do love that here actually. But all kinds of things you can do. All kinds of social events, japa. Bombay, we used to have the Harinam bank account, and devotees could write the Maha Mantra, send it in, and they would build up a bank balance, a Harinam bank balance. And then when they reached a certain level, they would get various gifts and prizes. We had a whole group, and it was fun. So all kinds of things you can do, but keep the holy name always dynamic, but like the sun is always shining, but clouds sometimes prevent us from seeing the sun. The holy name is dynamic, but our lethargy, our weakness, sometimes we think that the strength of the holy name is diminishing. No, holy name is the same, always fully potent. So don't commit sin and then think you'll plan. Don't use the holy name for a doormat, like in the winter your boots get muddy. You keep a mat at the door and you wipe your boots off. The holy name is not that. To compare the chanting of the holy name to pious activities, this is a transcendental spiritual activity. It has nothing to do with being a Christian or Hindu or Muslim or with karma kanda, section of the Vedas. Anyone, if they're chanting a whole bhata swapacha dogariya, even a swapacha, dog eater, if he's given up his sinful activities and he's chanting the holy names, it should be considered that he has already surpassed all kinds of ritualistic activities and yajnas and even brahminical life. He's surpassed that. He's reached the highest zenith, the highest platform. To instruct the chanting of the holy name, let's see, to instruct the glories of the holy name to a person who has no understanding of the chanting of the holy name. Sometimes I hear devotees say this to instruct the faithless about the holy name, but it's actually the intimate glories. Obviously you have to instruct people about the holy name, otherwise there's no preaching, naturally. You have to tell people, chant Hare Krishna. They don't know, purify you. But the intimate glories, in other words, start talking about the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam or something like that. No, you should, again, keep it simple. You'll be surprised. Not all of you have got a lot of experience in public speaking, but you will be surprised at how little people know. And when you speak simply from your heart, people will be very impressed and they'll think you're a big scholar. And there's no need to embellish it with so many fancy things. Just preach as Prabhupada preached. Just follow him all the way back home to Godhead. And not to awaken in transcendental attachment for the chanting of holy name even after hearing all these scriptural injunctions. So there's effort required here. Okay, all you have to do is chant and everything will happen. But it's not that, you know, you're chanting and everything will happen, but you're giving all of your energy and your time and your resources for something besides chanting. You have to aspire to become perfect in your chanting. It has to be your desire. Chanting is the way. Chanting is the process, but you also have to contribute your sincere desire and develop attachment for chanting, and all of the things we talked about will help you. But it's also an offense to be inattentive while chanting your rounds. If you fall asleep during your rounds, well, you know, in the days of old, when devotees were old, and anyway, we used to have devotees going around the temple room with little spray bottles, waking people up. Or, if you don't like that, then get up. Walk around. Don't sit down. Don't fall asleep. Don't be inattentive. Always be alert. We were talking about being alert the other day. Always be alert in your spiritual life. It may require a little effort, but the dividends are just so nice. And you will reach a point where you'll be as wonderful and peaceful and satisfied as Rupa Maya if you chant nicely. It's possible. You'll find people sometimes look at the negative aspects of our preaching, who's fallen down. But can we stop that? Can we just look at the people who are following nicely and focus on them, and you'll find everything that you've ever wanted in spiritual life, material life, everything is there within a steady devotee. So brings us to
everyone could sit up straight.
Okay, this is a good one. Okay, not that Elvis is alive and is spotted in Christ. It was very interesting when we first started, we stepped up as Pranam Yatra. So you were down and you were up, and you know, it didn't take long. And then Prabhupada gave us a second pranam on it, and it took a little longer. Nowadays, disciples come looking on the floor for 10 minutes and waiting. And we want
it's a blessing.
But it's good. We are, in many ways, we are rhythmics to Srila Prabhupada. Technologies, just different names. But on the order of the GBC, where Diksha Gurus, but really it's all His mercy that we can do anything. So, Elvis, what are the four prohibitions?
The four prohibitions are not to eat meat, fish, eggs, or any vegetarian food. Do not have religious sex.
India, sin is carried in grains. So, you know, I've seen devotees get an apple and get a plate and cut it up. And say, oh, nice, but could take a long time. You know, whether Krishna really wants an apple. Especially your meals should be all offered to Krishna. And especially in the family, these things come under the department of the home minister, in other words, the wife. And she should make sure that food is cooked nicely and offered to the family deities or altar. And what else do you have to say for yourself? I've heard that 25 on Kadasi. It wasn't insisted
Let's see what I'm finding. In fact, if we're preaching, we're going to see a little video this evening of Mahan Krishna Goswami, but there's a conversation like this about the book distributors. And Prabhupada mentions that chanting 25 rounds or fasting completely on the Ekadasi or whatever, that's for people who are back at the temple and don't have a lot of service to do. You chant 25 rounds on Ekadasi and do your service? Great. Nothing like it. It's very good for you. Let's see. What else? Do you have anything? Okay. So, oh yes, what are the 64 names of Brahman Island? Okay. Your extended office is a Boston union? We always thought it was from down south in the USA. Is it next to Boston?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's
appearing
in Bosnia, but I'm not sure that.
Let's see what it is. Okay, anyway, Elvis and Bobby said, has finally died. And he's looking at Sutananda Das.
Hey, guys. Achyutananda Das Brahmachari Ki.
Actually, he's a very nice Brahmachari. He looks like a Brahmachari. Prabhupada liked his Brahmacharis to be healthy, especially in India. People, they're all skinny and everything. People are vegetarian diet. That's the most bad thing. Now, I noticed something here that's very interesting. All the beads that are given to them by the ladies are very smooth and impressive. All the beads by the men still are apart from them. Anyway, this is Martin Tina. Although we don't have, 500 people taking initiation today, so we're not in a hurry, but just to speed things up, I think if you offer your obeisances, everything. So, Tina, what are the four regular principles that he promised to follow in your whole life?
I like
Vandarati Kadiri.
This one has no name appropriate.
The great stand out with the baby Dossi Key.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let's have a drum roll.
Yeah. Actually, this is now started. It started in Mayapur this year. It was already there. Different preachers were requesting it, but now it's become official policy. No more clapping. That's when you go to a seminar and alcohol or something. Haribo, or sadhu, sadhu, or something. Riding. What do you think? Yeah, they're doing it in Mayapur and in Vrindavan. Okay. Anybody recognize them? So, what are the four
renovations? Priorities, exceptional, abandoned, small, medium, leadership, and
always take Krishna prasad. Yeah. Or the Srinidad prasad. We're starting in the Srinidad club, by the way. We're going to inform everybody about the glories of the Srinidad. And we're going to go to please.
I would say please 16,000.
There are 16 rounds of the Nishringa Maha Mantra. Sri Nishringa Dev. And, okay. So your new name is Jyotirmaya Das.
His Grace Jyotirmaya Das Adhikari Ki
Jai.
The Dai Gaura Premanandi
Hari Hari Ho.
So, Severino, what principles do you plan to follow very strictly in your life? What does that mean? Spiritual team that can help each other. attain salvation, eternal liberation, devotional service. That's the only way we can move to ground as husband and wife, or whatever, put Krishna in the center. So, but in the house, generally the husband is, well, in India when they have a wedding, the husband puts him on a horse. I don't know if you've seen it, but they put him on a big decorated horse. And they have a big, he has a turban, a guitar, a turban, and jewelry. And he has a violin, thousand rupee notes. And, you know, they call him King Birthday. Sort of for the rest of your life. But in general, the husband is the overall in charge of the household or the family, but the wife is the queen of the family. And she's in charge of the home making, and it works even that way with Krishna and Radharani. So, one name of Radharani is Shyamarani. That's super interesting.
A great super innovative Vasuki. I thought Sabrina was it. Her grace, Shyamarani Devi Dasi Ki.
No. Don't do that. She's everybody's watch. Now, this is what is known as a 10-year yoga mantra. You don't have to change it for 10 years. Otherwise, you'll give it to your horse. Anyway. So, Parashuram Prabhu is a very enthusiastic preacher. Chanting Gayatri mantra is known as a helping mantra. The main mantra is the Maha mantra. But Gayatri mantra helps you to keep your chanting on the transcendental platform. So today we've been initiated in chanting the Gayatri mantra.
Maharaj, if you just hold that in sound. I say it as hand and then hold your hand over the top. Om Yagyo Pavitam Varanam Pavitran Prajapate Yat Sahajan Purastat Ayushan Magriyam Patinam Cha Shubram Yagyo Pavitam Balam Astu Teja.
That's right.
Would you like to help?
That's
right. Prima! Prima!
Now, Srila Prabhupada is truly dead. He is truly a empowered preacher for this age. And there are many people now, after his disappearance, trying to imitate him, but they have no idea. And I know all of them since the last 30 years. Right from M. Maharaj to P. Maharaj and other ones. Happy birthday, India. becomes none of them can even hold a candle to the Prabhupada. They know exactly how to deal with us, how to encourage us, and how to inspire. Traditionally, ladies were not initiated in Vajra Mantra, but because Prabhupada saw that his ladies were reaching as enthusiastically and sometimes more enthusiastically than the men, he wanted to encourage them in every way. And there's nothing wrong in chanting Vajra Mantra, but of course the lady doesn't wear a victor. So, but this is my union for the chant, and I'm like, where am I to come and see this? Now I will.
The last one just said, please wear this and use it for sacrifices. And so we can't do that.
The mantra means, please wear this and use it for sacrifice, but she's not going to wear this.
Sri Guru Yogi Pavitan Mahaprasad Ki
Jai.
Sri Gauravani Devi Dasi Ki
Jai.
Ki Jai. Gaur Vimanandi.
Jai.